It may be that the Lord will speak to you this morning about some idolatry in your heart. Here's the question: what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about the idol of your heart when God shines His light on it? Are you going to break down the idol and repent and say no more? Or are you going to try to coexist with this teddy bear, which is terribly, horribly an idol before God, but you think of it with affection?
Welcome to Glimpses of Calvary, and thank you for joining us. Glimpses of Calvary is a radio ministry of Calvary Baptist Church in Findlay, Ohio. Join us now as our pastor, Gordon Dixon, opens the Word of God to us.
There have been times in my own spiritual life when I have experienced a darkness and a fog, and I wondered, what is going on? And it seems as if there was an impenetrable gloom that I could not work through. And I would suspect that you would take the same approach that I would, and that is that I would say, Lord, please give me your light. Lord, the entrance of your word gives light. You are the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness nor shadow of turning, the Father of lights. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Lord, give me light, and the Lord gives light. And oh, what that light illuminates. It illuminates in front of me some idol of my heart. Up to that point, I probably thought of it as a teddy bear. I probably thought of it as some affection, just the way I am. But when God's light is turned on and God illuminates our minds and our hearts, we begin to see ourselves for the way we really are. And there before me, in my own heart and life, is some idol with my face upon it. And out of the top of its head comes a fog and a gloom and a smoke, which has put me into this gloom and into this darkness. Now, if I begin at that point to try to justify myself, if I begin at that point to try to rationalize, to give excuses and say, well, now, Lord, you wouldn't actually want me to have to deal with my favorite teddy bear, my favorite affection. I mean, Lord, that's just the way I am. I just can't change. You know what happens? In my life, the light starts to fade. Because the light of God will not coexist with idolatry. And if I say, oh Lord, I want your light more than I want my idol. I want your light more than I want my comfort zone thinking. Lord, I want your light. Then my friend, the answer is very clear. The answer is that I've got to overturn that idol. I've got to stop insisting, but that's just the way I am. And I have to overturn that idol of my own flesh. And thank God when He helps me to cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bring every thought into captivity, He gives me more light. And I see more idols. I would point out to you that the Old Testament teaching about Israel entering into the land and pushing aside the pagans and breaking down the high places and confronting the idolatry of Israel is just like you and me today confronting the idolatry in the individual. That's us. What we are looking at in this passage today in Psalm 50 is a very sneaky, seductive form of idolatry. Today's message is, in a sense, a bridge, a transition between the first and second commandments. The first commandment, you shall have no other God before me. Now, I pointed out to you in last Sunday's message that as you walked down the hall of that terrarium and looked in the windows of that swamp, and you look into the windows on the human heart, you saw how Pharaoh, for all of us, typified how man wants to be in control. That is, when confronted with the Word of God and the demands of God, our hearts will be like some slithering serpent in the swamp. Like Muhammad Ali, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. You can't touch me, I'm Muhammad Ali, and our hearts will just move and dash and change so as not to have to come into abject submission to God. And ladies and gentlemen, one of the first things we have to recognize is our hearts are deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? The Lord says, I, the Lord, try the reins. As we begin to work toward next Sunday's message on your favorite part of God, and we begin to understand that we should not make any graven image of God, the reason we are looking in Psalm 50 today is for this specific reason. There is in every human heart a tendency to want to exalt himself or herself as God. That is, I don't really have to listen to what God says. I basically can call the shots. I know that in a message the Lord dealt with me and convicted me about some specific area, but in my universe, a universe of my own making, you really don't have to obey God right now. And I would point out to you that this also is an idolatry of the heart. You see, what he's saying in verse 21 is this: you thought I was just like you. Now wait. Wasn't this the worship of the true God? I mean, after all, is he describing people who went and bowed down before some totem pole gods? Is he describing people who went and bowed down before gods of silver and gold or some golden calf? No. What he is describing is the warped and twisted worship of the true God. You say, wait, how can it be the warped and twisted worship of the true God? Here's how it works. Man recognizes idolatry. He recognizes how foolish it is to bow down before idols. Ultimately, what is really going on is that man wants to be in control. I tried to make this point very clear last week. That with everything else that was going on, with all of Pharaoh's magicians and all of his enticements and all of his power, what he was really trying to demonstrate is, okay, but ultimately, I call the shots. Ultimately, I'm in control. We have to understand that. That is idolatry. That is idolatry. And you can go back through all the world's religions and all the idolatry of all ages, and here's what you're going to find. That when people were talking about submitting to those idols, it wasn't really that they were submitting to them and giving themselves over to them. What they enjoyed was the control. What they enjoyed was the power that those idols would bring. And so here it is again. The idolatry of our heart. Remember what we learned from Ezekiel 14? Watch out for setting up idols in your heart. And here's one of the ways that we do it. We think that God is just like us, and that is just as much idolatry as any other pagan idolatry. I think we find in this passage under examination today three symptoms of idolatry and a two-step cure. Three symptoms of idolatry. Three symptoms of substituting ourselves for God. three indications that we are sick in idolatry, the idolatry of the heart, three signs that there is truly something horrible going on the inside. Notice, if you will, what he says in verse 21. When he says, "These things have you done, and I kept silence. You thought I was just like you, but I will reprove you and set them in order before your eyes." There's something very significant going on here. He says in verse 21, "These things have you done." Now, folks, if we're going to understand what God is saying to us this morning, then here's the way we can recognize it. God has given us all sorts of light into our hearts. He has given us all sorts of ways to see, oh, I see it. There's the idolatry of my own heart. Here is yet another indication this morning. He said, "Because you thought I was just like you, you did these things." Now, each one of the symptoms and each one of the cures that I'm going to give to you, if you're taking notes this morning, each one is going to end with these words, "Because you think that God is just like you." So each and every symptom and each and every step cure I give to you today is going to end with these words, "Because you think that God is just like you." Now, here's the question. What is it that you see there in that very first phrase in verse 21 that came about because you think that God is just like you? Well, look what he says. "You will excuse your wicked actions." What are these things that he's talking about? Here's the first symptom, your wicked actions. "You will excuse your wicked actions because you think that God is just like you." Now wait, what are these wicked actions? Let's go back in the passage, back to verse 16. You see where he uses the word "but" there? He is there expressing a contrast. In verses 1 through 15, he has been expressing the true worship of godly people. But you get to verse 16 and there's a "but," there's a contrast. And he says, here's what it is like in the lives of wicked people. "Unto the wicked, God saith, what hast thou to do to declare my statutes, or thou shouldest take my covenant into thy mouth, seeing you hate instruction and cast my words behind you?" You want an indication of wicked deeds? You want an indication of idolatry? Here it is in verses 16 and 17. You treat God's words casually. You treat God's words casually. You're like Mr. 24 in James 1:24, who beholds himself and goes his way and almost immediately forgets what manner of man he was, because you forget God's word or you treat them casually. It may be that the Lord will speak to you this morning about some idolatry in your heart. Here's the question: what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about the idol of your heart when God shines his light on it? Are you going to break down the idol and repent and say no more, or are you going to try to coexist with this teddy bear, which is terribly, horribly an idol before God, but you think of it with affection? Ladies and gentlemen, what we have to do is we have to treat God's words carefully and not casually.
Thank you for joining us for Glimpses of Calvary. This is a radio ministry of Calvary Baptist Church, 2000 Broad Avenue in Findlay, Ohio, 45840. That address again is 2000 Broad Avenue, Findlay, Ohio, 45840. Please join us again each weekday at this same time as we look for Glimpses of Calvary.